At Tuesday's inaugural, as President Obama waited to be sworn in, we heard an all-star quartet play a piece written for the occasion by John Williams, Air and Simple Gifts. It used the theme from an old Shakers song that Aaron Copland used in Appalachian Spring. Violinist Yitzhak Perlman, cellist Yo-Yo Ma, pianist Gabriela Montero, and clarinetist Anthony McGill performed in the frigid midday air. Or so it seemed. Now it turns out that what people on the mall and at home actually heard was a recording. Yo-Yo Ma is on the line from New York. Welcome back to the program.
Yes. Hi, Robert. Thank you.
I just can't resist. I'm sorry. Say it ain't so, Yo-Yo.
Okay, I'll say it ain't so, but it is so, and I'll tell you, this is standard operating procedure for the Marine Band that performs at every inaugural. And what they do is, because it's on January 20th, mm-hmm. you never know what the weather's going to be like. So we recorded on Sunday, and on Monday we had the a sound check. So I think somewhere between that rehearsal and realizing that all of our instruments were not really functioning. In fact, during the sound check on the 19th, Gabriela would be playing the keys, and then the keys would just stay down.
But was there, if I had been standing in the middle of the quartet during the performance, would I have heard an actual performance from the four of you? Or
you would have heard sounds from the monitors that were on the stage with us, mm-hmm. and you would have thought that those sounds came straight from us.
So you were not putting bow to string as you were doing this.
We were.
You were.
But if you put soap on the bow.
I see. You had greased the bow.
Yeah, because
now I'm understanding.
Actually, usually
now
rosin, which is the resin that you put on the horsehair of the bow, mm-hmm. that friction, those little grains of resin, is what makes the strings vibrate.
I thought that I saw Gabriela Montero playing the keyboard. I mean,
you did.
Yes.
And the piano technician, who was wonderful, actually was able to decouple the keys from actually the hammers hitting, the inside of the hammers hitting the strings. Hence, so, you had a silent piano.
So what we saw as we heard this very lovely recording of the John Williams piece, we saw an impeccable pantomime of the piece that the four of you were doing.
Yeah, I think what you saw is what actually routinely happens in film, and it's obviously standard for very large events where the unpredictability of weather, where you can't afford a mishap.
Now, was there any discussion of whether there should be any tipping of the hand of what was going on here, or any?
I think, let me put it to you this way. If we had not done that, we would have had 4.5 minutes of absolute disaster. Mm-hmm. Everything would have been out of tune. We would have had broken strings. Basically, you would have had a very poor American Idol rendition of what, what John Williams had created, which is a beautiful piece of music. And we really knew that our purpose there was to serve the moment just before the swearing-in of the president.
Well, thank you very much for talking with us.
Robert, it's always a pleasure to talk with you.
Yo-Yo Ma, thanks a lot.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.